graded this road with mules. They had what they call wheelers, and they'd have a snatch team, what they call it a snatch team, have two or three mules hit, and they'd hook it to the end of the tongue on that wheeler, and then they had a pair of mules to it. Now these were large mules. I guess they'd weigh 1,500 or more pounds apiece. And they'd hit those mules to that thing and load it, and then after they loaded it, they had a way of raising that pan up with that dirt in it, and they'd take that snatch team that helped load it off, and then they'd help load another wheeler, and they'd carry it off down and dump it and come back. Mm-hmm. And they graded this road with mules when they paved it. This was road was paved with concrete, and it was about the first road in this section to be paved. We started at Cherokee and Cobb County line and paved up to 29. And then it was three or four years before they paved from the county line on down to Marietta. And then it was about 5 miles, I guess, or six, that they paved in that strip. They had a mixer that was run on tracks, and those tracks were used for the forms at the side of the road. And they had a place up at Woodstock that they hauled all the sand and gravel and cement and unloaded it and mixed it together up there, and then the trucks would go under there and they'd dump it down in the truck and bring it down to the cement mixer and dump it in the cement mixer, and then they'd put the water with it and mix it and dump it out. And the forms on each side of the road, that mixer run on a track that was formed by the forms on each side of the road. And they pumped the water to mix it from Little River, which is about 3 miles from here. And they had to put pipe down and pump that water from Little River. And that's how, we might call it primitive now, to what they have to pour concrete now. And I understand this railroad first came through here in about 1880s, early 1880s. And it split the place too, just like this road does. This traffic along here now, I can remember back when this road was first paved, my grandfather would sit out there and count the automobiles, and he'd say, 15 cars passed in the last 2 hours. Uh-huh. And now he could sit out there and 15 cars have passed in less than 5 minutes. Uh-huh. The old man would really be amazed if he was still here to see these automobiles the way they're running down there now.
Well, you must have been right to know every detail of how that road was made. You must have stood down there
and
watched.
I watched it a lot. I watched it a lot. I remember very well, they wouldn't let any automobiles run on it. And they had a fellow that lived down in the Blackwell community, had a little old crippled mule that he drove to a buggy. And he'd just get right on the side of the road, and he'd get to Woodstock because he went up to Dean's store to gossip with him a little bit.